Alabama is heating up. As a matter of fact, we may not peak on the heat until over the long Memorial Day weekend. Today, sunny and hot. High temperature, about 94. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, we'll tack on a couple of degrees. High temperature, 96. That would tie a record. More sun. Then on Friday, record-breaking 97, perhaps. We'll be in the upper 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In fact, you know, 100 degrees, not out of the question one or a couple of those days. The record high will be in jeopardy each day, and no rain in the forecast for the next several days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever, up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Don't ignore things like flickering lights, leaky pipes, or a hot house. Your home is saying, fix me. Dixie is the solution. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I can't eat, can't sleep. All I do is think about you.
And make her do it karaoke live. I'm not really going to. Jesse Lynn joins us. She sings a song. You can find it everywhere. Songs are played. Streamed, played, sold, it didn't matter. Jessie Lynn's phenomenal. She's a local. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Prattville.
You're from Prattville, Alabama?
From Prattville, Alabama. I'm the only one that's from Alabama in my family. But
are you really?
I am.
Where'd they come from?
The rest of my family's from Oklahoma. My dad's from Bartlesville. My mom and grandmother and all them are from Muskogee.
Okay. You act like we know where Bartlesville is. Okay.
Even I don't know where that is.
Okay.
I looked at Dave's question.
Whoa. You don't know where that is? Doesn't exist.
Yeah, I know, right?
Doesn't exist.
I'm starting to believe your family's in the CIA. We're from Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
They were businessmen. Yeah. Baron, they were businessmen.
Businessmen.
What'd they do? They sold exports, imports. I'm
business?
Not sure.
Yeah.
Business. So how'd they get from Oklahoma to Alabama?
Yeah. So my mom and them actually, my mom moved down here in her seventh grade year of high school because my grandfather was relocated with Brockway Glass. She and dad met on an airline when they were flying back for my great grandmother, who I'm named after, for her second wedding after her first husband passed. And my mom was 15. My dad was right at 20, 21. They met on the airline and kind of the rest was history after that. They didn't start talking though to one another till much later when mom was taking classes here at AUM and working with Jackson. But they had four official dates and then got married.
That's all it was?
That's
four
all it
dates?
Was.
Hey, sometimes you know.
Four
sometimes
dates.
You know.
He was a Marine and having fun at Jones Construction and all of that out of North Carolina. So they were, or excuse me, Virginia. I'm sorry. Can't get all my states right today. So
Dave Quest would not approve.
Yeah.
So, he's a map guru.
They're close to each other.
They're close.
Yeah, they touch, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Really
this.
Long border.
But yeah, so that's how they that's how my mom ended up here, and then of course when they got married, they moved back after about a year.
How about
of
that?
Living up there. So and then.
So you're the only one here from. You got any sisters or brothers or anything?
I'm
like that?
The only
child.
One.
Oh wow.
The only one. I always kid with my mom, and I said, "What would you do if there were two of me?" She said, "I'd commit myself." So she's like, "Keeping up with you is like keeping up with four." So we go with it.
How about that? You went to I guess Prattville High School and all that.
Actually, no. Where'd I attended Otago Academy for 14 years. That was a long school career.
Hooper Academy boy over here.
Well, there you go.
Do you guys play each other? Are they rivals?
They are.
Well, Otago always sucked when I was in school. And I wouldn't consider them a rival. They were like our whipping boy.
Well, they dominated when I went, so.
They got better. So, and now Hooper sucks, so.
Yeah. It goes through
trends.
It's
all trends. Cyclical.
They go through trends. But, no, graduated from Otago Academy. Everybody knows O.J. Howard. O.J.
Oh, is he from there?
Yeah. O.J. and I graduated together. And
what year was that? I'm a little bit older than
13.
She is.
2013? You graduated in what year?
1991.
I wasn't even born yet. Just a
moment.
So just to throw that out there.
Claim? You know how sometimes you say, I'm old enough to be her father?
Yeah.
In this case, you quite literally are. Tell us how you got into music. What led you down the path to Jessie Lynn is our guest. She's a local singing celebrity. What caused you to get into music?
Well, my grandmother, actually. So my grandmother has a twin sister that, of course, lives in Oklahoma. And Lois and Joyce. Lois is my grandmother. Joyce is the sister. And instead of twin sisters, we call them sin twisters because that's usually what happens when they both get together. But they had a great extensive gospel music career as well as my great-grandmother did. She performed and toured with the original Blackwood Brothers and knew all of the great, you know, Dottie Rambo, Bill and Gloria Gaither, and all of that good stuff. So at 3 years old, my grandmother decided that, hey, we're going to have you sing a song in church. Well, I got right up there and belted that song out until my little heart's desired and was content. And there we go. That was the history that's the rest of the history.
And they said, hey, that little girl can sing.
Yes. And I actually was classically trained for 10 years. I started my classical training at the age of 6. Wrapped up about age 16.
What does that mean? I've heard that, but I don't know what it means.
So classical training is actually, classical is the base for pretty much any genre of music. If you've got a classical base, you know music well and know the vocal structure and styling well. Think of classical training as Broadway. So your New York productions and everything else, that's more your classical training piece. And an interesting fun fact a lot of people don't know, I actually was a first soprano, more operatic type singer. I was not a country singer right out the gate.
Really?
I was that classical Broadway, you know, the Little Mermaid, everything you see on Disney.
Yeah.
That was the
how
style.
How did you get from there to country? That seems to be a long way away.
It's not actually as far as you think. course, country has its roots in gospel music, so that's where I got my start was gospel. But I was 8 years old when I went to Gretchen Wilson's concert here in Montgomery.
She's a redneck woman.
She is. And, of course, me being the cowgirl and the rough and tough country girl, you know, it's just that was who I attributed my status to was Gretchen. And I remember walking out the backstage door. My mom and I went, and she had four tour buses parked there. And I was like, Mom, are those her tour buses? She's like, yeah, she's got four, probably one for her and the band, and the rest is for the crew. And I looked at her dead as a heart attack and told her, well, when I become famous, I'm going to have eight. So I just said...
That's my kind of girl.
Mom's
right there.
Like, well, you go on with that. Never in a million years thinking that we'd be sitting there today. You know, she's like, oh, my Lord, whatever. So I decided I wanted to pursue country music professionally my first year at Auburn, which was about August 2013. And I wasn't 2 weeks into my degree and just said, you know what, this is, something's telling me to go for this. And so I started my company and started learning the business aspect of it from the ground up. And
do you like the administrative side of it?
I do, actually, because, you know, a lot of people say the music industry has changed. The music has changed, the industry side has not. It's all about the relationship pieces that you carry. And I enjoy sitting and getting to know people, hearing their stories of why they got started in the business, why they're still doing it, why are they still making music, and what attracts them to it, even with the great shift in everything that's going on. And so I enjoy it. Now, there are some times that it can be a little pain in the rear, but, yeah. You know.
Well, I mean, a lot of people like the art of something, or they like the business side of something, or the point of sale side, or the retail side, or the service side,
right.
But they don't like keeping the books and making the appointments and...
Right.
Do you do all that yourself?
I do. I still book and manage every aspect of my career. The only thing that I did hire out this last time but still have a 50% hand in is my radio promotions.
Okay.
So I actually did hire out a music row radio promoter, since this was kind of our first big push out to the major charts, and but still have my main contacts with a lot of the disc jocks that we did my first year radio tour that I called. And said, hey, we've got a brand new album that's about to drop, getting ready to open a show for the Oaks. Can we come in and talk? And just try to keep that line of communication open. I enjoy...
Do you like beating on the doors?
I like beating on the doors.
I tell you what, it's an interesting person that likes to do both sides of it.
It is, because that's the one thing I absolutely hate about my business is
right.
The administrative side.
A lot of people like the service side or the retail side of business, or they like the administrative side, but they don't like both.
Right.
You'll get the back office person who's like, I don't want to talk to a customer. I don't want to fix anything.
Right.
But I'd love counting pennies and making sure all the bills are paid.
All of this, yes.
Yeah, but it's rare that you find somebody that truly enjoys doing both.
Well, it's interesting because, as I like to say, you'll never work a day if you're doing what you love. And to me, yes, sometimes it can get monotonous and you sit at the computer for hours and trying to get a hold of people and it's like, are you getting anywhere? And then you have a good big breakthrough. And seeing that that's your work that you have put in, the time that you've invested, the research that you've done and everything else, you know, it's not only building a name for yourself, but also when I hit the stage, that's my playtime. It's not work.
You were at River Jam this last weekend. You've got the stage presence of somebody who's been doing this 20 years.
Oh, well,
you really
thank
do.
You. Thank
I mean,
you.
It's,
I appreciate that.
It's really, you get a lot of people that come up there, you know, on especially because I like going to the local things like that.
Right.
You get people that get up there and, like, we did the local showcase last year. I can't think of what it's called. It was called Rock the Park.
Yeah.
And I judged that last year. And it was nice, and there were some talented people, but they had no stage presence. Some of them had a lot of stage presence, but a couple, you know, half the acts had no stage presence at all. And you do, man. I mean, it's like you've been there your whole life. You were born to be there. You enjoy it.
It's my comfort zone. It's my vocal coach and vocal producer, Jilla Webb. That's who I work with and have worked with now for about 5 years. She's like, you can't teach that. She said, you just get up there, and she's like, you're in your element. It's like you've got your playpen toys, and here you go.
it happened on the radio, too. I can tell pretty quickly with a guest if they like being on the radio or not.
Oh, yeah.
Some guests love it, and some people hate it. And,
give me
a
microphone
really
any day, and I'm happy.
We'll talk when we get back on the other side of the break.
Get right in with us.
On the other side of the break, we'll come back. Jesse Lynn is our guest. She's a local singing sensation here. Calls herself Alabama's Singing Cowgirl. And she's going to be playing this weekend. If you missed her at River Jam, you'll be able to catch her this weekend. We'll tell you where. Stay tuned with us on the other side of the break. It's 16 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave, Barron, and Clay are in.
Come on, keep it coming. Think you're onto something so strong. living it. I'm thinking that I'm digging it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman for my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1960. 61 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easy going. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Welcome back in. It's 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jesse Lynn is our guest and has been the bumper music here during the 10 o'clock hour. If you want to get in touch with her, how would someone go about getting in touch with you?
So the best way to do that is to check out our website. That's jessielynn.net. You can find all of our representation and management contacts there. So for booking, radio tours, interviews, anything you want to find out about, you can find it right there at the bottom of our website on the contact section. So it's got everything, all the numbers, emails, everything you need to get a hold of us. So,
what time did you finally get out of River Jam the other night? Because you were the
first huge
truck behind the stage, and it was packed.
I actually got out at 10:45.
Did you really?
Believe it or not.
I'm surprised you got out before midnight.
I was home.
I thought you'd sleep there.
I was prepared, believe me. I was just about to say, like, you know what, I'll just spend the night by the river, and that's fine with me. That'd have been great, but we actually pulled out at 10:45.
I can't believe they cleared out space for you, because I walked back behind the stage and was talking to Ken Reynolds, and I looked
Ken's
up.
Ken's so great.
He's fantastic. Ken Reynolds is the king of fun around here. He's a fantastic guy. But I was talking to him, and I was like, how long do you think that truck's going to be there? He's like, could be there all night.
Well, when needless to say, when I cranked up, and when you got a 40-foot rig and the truck attached to it, they tend to move kind of quickly.
Right. No doubt about it.
That is one good thing about driving your own rig is, first of all, I'm female, so first of all, they think you're going to hit things with it, and when you've hauled trailers as long as I do, you don't. But
right.
They tend to move a little quicker.
I would have moved. That's an impressive apparatus you had attached to the truck. Where are you going to be this weekend?
I will actually be down in Fort Deposit, Alabama. So we will be at Calico Fort for the first ever Horse and Country Fair. So a lot of people may remember the Alabama Horse Fair that used to be held at Garrett Coliseum annually. So this is a whole different group, but they're trying to start something up kind of like that, where it's music, line dancing, equine clinics, everything all wrapped into a two-day weekend, and I will actually be performing both Saturday and Sunday, and will also be coaching two equestrian clinics as well. So
are you really?
I will.
So you do horses too?
I do horses too. Hence, Alabama singing cowgirl.
I wondered where you got the phrase.
And the horse trailer. Come on now, you're talking about my apparatus.
You got the horse tack in the back?
I do. I do.
Hat is matted black with boots and pants to match.
Is your cowboy hat from Gucci?
No, it's not. It's from Charlie One Horse.
Well, okay, but we're close.
We're close.
Close.
I'm guessing that's where, like, real cow people.
Cow people.
They're making references to the.
I think she knows what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Isn't she going on tour with Lil Nas X soon?
Maybe. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Featuring Jesse Lynn. We need a remix.
There we go.
Baron complains that the song isn't long enough.
That's right.
You could cut another verse, and there we go. It could be longer.
You know what? You ought to cut a verse and send it to him.
That's
and say, how about
idea.
The remix remix?
There we go. That's an idea.
It's not a bad idea.
It's a great idea. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So if you do that and they do it, I get a producer cut, right? Because I came up with the idea. Thanks.
Absolutely. But you got to be in on the studio time, too.
That's fine.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right.
He's like,
good.
I can sit. I can sleep in a studio.
Good.
No. She means, like, you got to pay for the studio.
Exactly.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, because I don't record anywhere.
This is not my first rodeo.
So you're going to be there Saturday and Sunday. What time do you go on?
Actually, there's a lot of different times for the weekend.
Okay.
So just to spare the length of this, if you guys will check out my Facebook page, you will see our actual photo and events page with this listing all of the times that I actually will be performing and what time my clinics are. That's also on our website as well under our shows. You can find that there as well. So we're going to be there all weekend. I'll even have a special talking segment.
What's the Facebook page for everybody?
JessieLynn.official page.
JessieLynn.official page.
Yep.
You can do dot anything these days.
Yes, you can.
Remember the old days when it was just .com? And they, like, opened it up with .info?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like .official page. That's amazing.
.official page.
It makes it harder to buy your own brand, though. You got to buy everything.
It does.
Yep.
But I own it once I own it. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because that's why we did the .net versus the .com, since
right.
We've got a network collection. So
26 minutes after 10 o'clock, I have a brand new. He's older than we are. A real cowboy on
hold.
Right. Uh-oh.
I may know who this is.
JT?
Hey, y'all were struggling with this young lady. When you said Charlie One Horse, you just as soon said Charlie Two Mules and a whatever, because they had no idea what you were talking about.
I had no idea. What is Charlie One Horse?
No. Charlie One Horse is a hat brand.
Well, I know that. I got that from context.
Thanks, pal.
It doesn't mean I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you haven't heard of it.
You tell me you go running in your brand new, Tommy One Shoes. I'm assuming you're the running shoes.
And the Skort man you got riding around with you in there.
Those are jorts.
Oh, jorts. I'm sorry.
He wears skorts.
Jorts in his lace-up tie boots with his white socks up to his knees. That's a long way from Charlie One Horse.
Wow, it's like you were raised by this guy or something.
Yeah. No, I raised that child in there.
Almost like he knows me.
Yeah. Jesse Lynn, I feel so sorry for you. I've heard you try to explain this country deal and the cowboy deal to him, though. And they're just lost. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. You know, I gave them a music video for them to check out, so maybe they'll understand a little bit of it out, you know, for our dirt to do.
Hey, JT, this may come as a big surprise. You know how many times I've ridden a horse?
One.
Zero.
Or zero.
Zero.
Zero
times. I've never been on the back of a
steed. We need to change that. Y'all were talking about the on-site days. Y'all need to come out on-site and have a horse riding day and video
it. I've ridden a horse several times.
I can't. No horse is going to look at Dave and be like, yeah, get up here.
I can get a Clydesdale for you.
Yet they do somehow. I don't know.
I can see Baron doing a live remote on the back of a horse like you do in your profession with the microphone in his hand.
Yeah.
That would be dynamite.
I'd be very interested. And I have the horse, and we'll have the whole deal set up for him.
All right, JT. I'm counting on it.
Thank you.
I want to be a cowboy. I do wear boots every day. I wear boots, you know. I've just never
How
actually...
How many pairs do you own is the next question.
Five or six.
I own 120.
Good you really?
I do, yeah.
Jeez,
between work boots, of course, show boots, ones I'm wearing today, and,
Oh, those are nice.
Hey, now.
Those are really nice.
Ariats here.
Yeah. Those are like some day boots right there.
I do. I have two pairs of Ariats.
See? I've got Ariats, Farinis. Let's see. What else do I have?
Justin is the only boot
Justin,
out there.
I've got some Justin. Some Twisted X boots. I've got Corrals. What else do I have?
I've got Lucchese.
I've got some Lucchese.
I've got these are Tony Lamas, and I have a couple pairs of Ariats. I got a Dan Post.
See, I've got a pair of Miranda Lambert boots.
Do you really?
I do.
Didn't know she had her own boots.
Yes, she
Dan
does.
Dan Post is low rent boots.
Hey, I didn't say I had high rent boots. I said I had boots. I do wear them every day. It's my official uniform. I wear a button down, blue jeans, and boots every single day. But that doesn't mean I'm a cowboy. I've never been on a horse.
We're going to change that.
Not a big horse guy.
I vote for horses. The on-site remote out at the house, or at least at the arena that we can,
throw
him on the horse. I'll give him my wireless mic, and we'll let him.
Maybe we'll do this.
That just sounds like a
just
wonderful
because there's not
plan.
A there's not a huge delay. Jesse Lynn is our guest. Just because there's not a huge delay on the radio show, we only have now we're down to 4 seconds to deal with or something. And I might say something on the back of a horse that needs to be dumped. Maybe we'll do a podcast that can be previewed
that
for air quality.
That sounds good. Air
Maybe
check.
We'll do that. Yeah.
The Big Into Horses podcast?
Yes. Big Into Horses podcast. And the tagline is, we love horses.
Yeah. There you go.
Horse guy.
Horse guys. It's the horse guys. The episode is Big Into Horses.
Three stages.
Yeah, there you go. But the horse has to be named Sassy. Or it will not work.
Or it doesn't work. You have a horse named Sassy?
I could name her Sassy. Her name's Star.
Well, so. We can name her Sassy for
we
the day.
We can name her Sassy for the day.
Roy Moore's big into horses. Randall, you're on the air.
What? Whoa, ho! Randall called?
Yeah.
You are kidding me.
Pretty girl in the studio, Randall calls.
Shot. Hey, and let me tell you, she looked just as good on stage, too, as she does right beside you, 84. Man, you a heck of a show, girl. And then... Let me tell y'all right now, before we go any further, if y'all don't stop what you're doing and go by in the line of duty by her, I mean, by Jesse Lynn, if you don't go get that CD right now, you're not American, period, in the store. You got to go get in
not
line
American.
Of duty.
That's
American. Not American.
Wow.
Thank you.
Nah, I'm just playing. That is a bad... I have put that thing on replay, girl. Thank you for that. And you know... You being there, I don't know if you was out there when the supposedly headliner, we'll just say supposedly, got through his set. And I mean, when you're saying Ken is a rock star, Baron, let me tell you what he did say tonight. After that, I'm not even going to say his name, the last dude got through with his set. All the jokers, the VIP folks, whatever, they had too much to drink down there shouting, wanting him to come back and play his super song. And it's about police. And let me tell you, he went walking back up there. Ken grabbed him by the elbow and whispered in his ear. He didn't play that song. I'm going to tell you, Ken put his foot down, brother.
I know what song you're talking about. I only listened to two or three of that headliner's songs and I left.
He's
not very good.
No.
Jesse Lynn was the star of the night.
Oh, well, thank you.
Obviously.
Point
thank
blank.
You. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, Randall. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Randall.
I knew Randall would call.
Well,
I'm just, reckon.
I'm just surprised.
Just waiting on
I'm just surprised our other one hadn't called.
It is funny though because he's talking about in the line of duty, which we hadn't talked a whole lot about. It is something a little different that I dropped not long after the first album that I released in 2016. This was at the time when the police officer massacres and stuff were going on, and my dad's retired military, so special place for military in my heart, and I wanted to put out an EP that. gave tribute to our first responders, our veterans, our current service members overseas, and a good friend of mine here in Montgomery, John Miller. Actually, a lot of our folks know who he is. He and I met at the Hank Williams Writing Workshop, and he pitched me three songs out of the four that's on this project, and he said, if you want them, will you take them and cut them? I said, absolutely. And I said, I'll put them on this project because this fits just perfect. And John was so excited when I cut them. He's an elderly gentleman, but he is a phenomenal guy, also a veteran. And these songs, if you haven't, you can stream them on Spotify or if you want to buy yourself a copy, but it's called In the Line of Duty is the name of the EP. And I had a hard time cutting those because in the studio it was so emotional that... I just had to take some time to really get those together. So I'm glad Randall brought that up because that is a very special project to me with our projects.
Where can people find it?
Well, they can find it Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, every place you can find our music.
Yeah.
It's going to be there. Just search Jesse Lynn or you can search In the Line of Duty and pull it up. And I've got my playlist on Spotify. So
Good. Go
grab it and add it to your playlist.
Spin it, people. 33 minutes after 10 o'clock. Smooth operator.
Hey, folks, I just wanted to say hello, and I haven't had so much of your music, Jesse, but I look forward to it, and you already obviously sound way better than the company that you're keeping this morning.
Thank you.
I hope
y'all
have a good day. Thank y'all always.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jake.
Knew that was coming.
Bingo.
We have a few recurring female guests that come in on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. All very attractive ladies.
Yeah, and there are two people who call every time they're on. You've just heard from them.
That's okay.
Jesse Lynn, thanks for coming. We want to encourage people to go to Calico Fort
Saturday and Sunday.
The schedule is on your website.
And on our Facebook page.
On the Facebook
page. You can check it out. We'll be posting it again. And y'all be sure to send me a friend request. Check us out, Twitter, Instagram.
I just did.
Look at that. There we go.
JessieLynn.official page. You can find her there.
And then JessieLynn.net's the website.
It's phenomenal, guys. You got a great story, an amazing, amazing stage presence, and a great voice. And
we
appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you
this
guys for having me. This has been great.
Best
God bless you guys. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Come back anytime.
I will.
Perfume and
pearls.
Glitz and glam and hats to curls. This cowgirl's got another side.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you love the smell of outdoor cooking and the taste of great barbecue? Then head to the Pussycue at Wind Creek, Montgomery on Friday, June 14th, starting at 6 p.m. It's the best barbecue competition around. For $10, you can sample delicious ribeye steak prepared by competitors and then vote for your favorite. Then stick around for cooking demos and meet some of the most famous barbecue chefs in the country. Don't miss the Pussycue on Friday, June 14th, only at Wind Creek, Montgomery.
Listen to this if you're retired. Join the Financial Life Plan Experts on May 28th at the Capital City Club. Call 649-4911 to register. 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy.
Gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
From the Fox Business Network, Target says its business improved in the spring quarter. More people were shopping at its stores, and its push to move customers to its website appears to be working. Its online sales increased 42%. However, home improvement chain Lowe's is reporting a mixed quarter and says higher costs cut into its earnings. Nordstrom and Urban Outfitters are also lowering their expectations for the year. Shah Galani of Money Map Press says retail companies are concerned about the impact on their business from the trade situation with China. China.
We're no longer in a tariff chip. It's a tariff trade war, and it could get uglier. And I think the retailers could get hit hard, and I think that's what investors are focusing on, primarily because of the forward guidance being knocked lower.
Amazon shareholders meet today in Seattle. Investors will vote on whether the company's facial recognition software push threatens civil rights. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Alabama is heating up. As a matter of fact, we may not peak on the heat until over the long Memorial Day weekend. Today, sunny and hot. High temperature, about 94. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, we'll tack on a couple of degrees. High temperature, 96. That would tie a record. More sun. Then on Friday, record-breaking 97, perhaps. We'll be in the upper 90s, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In fact, you know, 100 degrees, not out of the question one or a couple of those days. The record high will be in jeopardy each day, and no rain in the forecast for the next several days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
It's 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. My friend Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto just wants to make your life a little easier and get your rig in there and out and get it in, and get the work done correctly. Get it done right. A lot of good mechanics around town. Mike Jenkins certainly runs one of the premier shops right here in town. So go by Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're on Perry, corner of Perry and Jefferson. You know where that is? Perry and Jefferson. So if you're driving down Atlanta Highway and it becomes Madison and you're heading downtown, when you get to Perry, take a right. And Jenkins Tire and Auto is right there. It's the very next block. So that's how you get there. Very, very easy. If you are a... I got this dust all over me from the phone back here. Uh-huh. If you are working and you're dropping your car off before work, man, they'll take care of it while you're at work. They'll make sure you get to work, get back to your car, all that kind of stuff. Everything from oil changes, tires, rotation, balance, new tires, you know, any mechanic work that needs to be done on a car. Just about any mechanic work under the sun needs to be done on a car. Get in touch with Jenkins Tire and Auto. They're good folks, good, honest people. They do a great job. They can do just about anything. He's got a service truck, one of the few places in town with a service truck. He was really proud of that when I asked him about it. I said, is that your service truck? He said, yeah. I said, nobody does service trucks anymore. Most everybody has, you know, they either sub it out or something. Well, you can't control the quality of something if you're subbing it out. Jenkins Tire and Auto knows that, so they have their own service truck. They dispatch their own people, and they get the job done right. They're good, good people. Good, good people. Get by there when you get a chance. Like I said, on the corner of Perry and Jefferson, right downtown, they'll get you to work and back. Our number, 272-9228. Did you see this story about a Mississippi lawmaker who punched his wife in the face?
No.
This is the most Mississippi story I've ever
read.
Good
God.
No, this is the most Mississippi story I've ever read. This is from Loosedale, Mississippi. Dateline Loosedale.
Isn't that like just north of Mobile?
I have no idea. You tell me, Dave Quest. Yeah, something about being in that chair, you know where everything is.
Apparently so.
You know where absolutely...
It is. It's like right, you know, just over the corner.
Over...
Pascagoula, Mississippi, Metropolitan Statistical Area, so... But it's like, if you like drive up to like
no, it's between Biloxi and Citronelle.
Yeah.
So it's South Mississippi. Yeah. So this is the worst of the worst.
Well, you know, you just you kind of drive like you're going to like Clark or Washington County, and you just go over the border there.
Okay, fair enough. Police report says a South Mississippi lawmaker punched his wife in the face after she didn't undress quickly enough when the lawmaker wanted to have
relations,
intimate relations with her.
Okay.
Republican State Representative Doug McLeod of Loosedale.
Get him off now, woman.
Was arrested Saturday on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge.
Misdemeanor.
Yeah, I didn't know you could punch your wife in the face, and they'd be like, eh, it's a misdemeanor.
He tried to grab her.
It's Mississippi, no, man.
He took a step back and went straight to the jaw. I mean.
Do they, like, maniac? Do they judge how hard you hit someone?
I was just going to say that.
When is it a felony to hit your wife?
Guys, we need some clarification. It does say punch, right?
Punched his wife in the face.
So punch is closed fist.
Yes.
We're not talking.
Not a smack. No. Like
a closed fist.
Five fists.
Like a hard right to the jaw. I'm just clarifying.
Like eight knuckles at once.
Right.
Deputies report he was drunk and holding a glass of alcohol.
No. He was blotto.
wearing a white t-shirt.
He couldn't see.
He was wearing a white tank top. Punched his wife and bloodied her nose. This guy's a scumbag.
Holy cow.
I'm telling you. This is the most Mississippi thing I've ever read. 58-year-old has represented... This is the best line in the whole story. You ready for this? 58-year-old has represented... The 58-year-old McLeod has represented George and Stone County since 2012. He's unopposed for re-election this year.
I was just going to say, I wonder if they've already had their primary...
Yep.
Or if qualifying has come up.
Unopposed. I got this story off Facebook. A friend of mine said, after looking at his picture, I understand her hesitancy. He ain't the prettiest thing to ever come out of Mississippi. But my God, if you punch your wife in the nose and bloody her nose, how is that a misdemeanor?
That is bizarre.
Mississippi needs to tighten up the laws. I'm sorry. That is...
He's 58, too. It's not like, I mean, not like age matters, but you think by 58, maybe you know better.
You figured it out. Hey, let me say this. By 58, you've probably done it more than once. This is just the time she got pissed off enough to call the law. I would guess.
Ding, ding, ding.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Cranky, man. I'm going to tell you what. You made my heart stop there for a minute. I was afraid that Tom Watley had moved to Mississippi.
I wasn't going to say it, Cranky.
Easy.
But I was thinking it, brother.
Hey, now, she fell over a hose, if you read the amended police report.
You said she's a hoe? What?
No. If you read the original police report, you might have a different idea what happened. But if you read the amended one, she clearly fell over a hose over there in Auburn.
No, okay. All right.
Something she tripped.
You gotta be careful when you come out with these stories. You're scaring the people in the audience.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to insinuate that the senator from Lee County had moved to Mississippi.
Well, you just never know anymore in this strange world.
Good call, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Didn't they get engaged and then like a couple weeks later and then she got a yoga studio and now they're not getting married?
I don't really know.
Or he's marrying someone else now.
I really don't keep up with Watley personally.
Who's this? You're on the air.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. What's on your mind, my friend?
Judge Fuller went to Georgia to do his deed.
That's true. We got a lot of domestic violence here in Alabama, unfortunately.
Before we give Mississippi guidance and direction, we need to rework our laws because. Hundreds and hundreds, thousands of cases over the years have been written up in this state as DV third harassment.
Yeah.
Nothing criminal, nothing illegal, an unwanted physical contact or touching, and the nose can be sitting on one side of the face and the mouth up where the ear is supposed to be. And it takes place all across this state, in Mississippi and in other southern states. And when I train in other states and I look at their code, their battery charges, and even the bail schedule is pitiful, $500 to $1,000 for assault.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So Mississippi needs to improve, but Alabama sure does too.
I agree. I didn't know that was the case in Alabama. I thought for surely, you know, if you punched a woman in the face, you would at least get a light felony, maybe?
No. For it to be DV second, there has to be significant bodily injury.
Like a bloody nose?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds significant to me.
You got to have medical records. You got to have the whole nine yards.
It sounds like you know a little bit about this area of the law. What if I just got up right now and punched one of these dudes in the face? What would be the charge?
So you punched Baron in the face?
Yeah, or Clay. Not that I'm going to, but like...
Please don't.
I'm just saying, like, or like anybody on the street. If I just walk up to them and just rock somebody in the face, would that be more than a Class 3 felony? I mean, for the Class 3 misdemeanor?
No.
Okay. So the law is at least consistent.
Yeah, I mean, and then that's where, and if you go to other states and you look at their code on battery, and I mean, it just downplays the significance of the assault, and that's what it is. It's an assault,
right?
But in most cases, it's going to be written up as harassment, because that's the way magistrates have been trained. That's the way they interpret it, and you got to have significant bodily injury to get a felony charge in this state.
Okay.
All right. Are you used to straight edge weapon or some type of weapon?
Straight edge.
One of the qualifiers.
I am a straight edge weapon.
There you go. Have a good day.
Appreciate it.
You and Ian McKay.
Got to register these hands. See, I don't fight fair. I haven't fought since.
Why would you?
Like college, but if like in high school, I didn't fight fair. And as a result, I mean, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But when you win, you win. When you lose, you really lose. And I lost a few along the way. My mother's probably listening and can attest to that. I tried to hide one particularly terrible face injury from her for a while. I got in a fight with a guy substantially larger than I was. And I tried to hide the injury from her by hiding out in the bedroom for a few days. And then, like, I turned my head by mistake and, like, my left eye was 4 inches off my
hanging
head.
Hanging off your socket.
She was like, what? What happened? I think that guy's name was Tyler. Can't remember.
Yeah, it's...
I don't recommend it, boys. But if you're going to fight, you know what?
Fight.
Pull hair, scratch, gouge eyes, kick in nads, whatever you got to do. Do not lose.
That's
do not
right.
lose. Make sure you're the one who walks away. But I don't recommend fighting. But I'd have told my kids that. If you fight... Don't come home a loser. Took me a few ass whippings to figure that out. But after I figured it out, I never lost again. We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package. Featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class full home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect. perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My soul.
Everybody hears this song, they think Trump's coming out or leaving. Joey does. Joey doesn't. He's here.
That's why he came out to it.
Why?
He was talking to the Dems.
Can't always
get what you want, but you get what you need.
Mm-hmm. You can't always get what you want, but you're going to get a great America, the Donald. Auburn House Wash. My man Spencer over at Auburn House Wash. Amazing work. That they're doing over at Auburn House Wash. My goodness, if you go by the historic Mark's House there in Pike Road off Old Carter Hill Road, it is so clean, so beautiful, so bright white. It looks like we repainted the whole house. We did not. All we did was get Auburn House Wash over there to wash away about a decade's worth of dirt and grime. And it looks amazing. It looks like, I mean, the house was built in the 1830s. It looks like it was just built. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Get by there, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you don't want to drive all the way out to Old Carter Hill Road and Historic Pike Road, just jump on their website, auburnhousewash.com, or their Facebook page, Auburn House Wash, or call them. Talk to them in person. Spencer's a great, great guy. 826-WASH, 826-WASH. I think what you'll find is it costs about 10-20% what you think it should cost. I mean, you think about washing your whole house with proprietary low-pressure technology. You would think it would take a long, long time, but and cost a lot of money. It doesn't. It takes about a morning or an afternoon, and it just costs a few $100. I mean, it's really, really affordable. Really, really affordable. And your house looks brand new. Can't beat it with a stick. Our number, 272-9228. This is an interesting article. I never even really considered it by the numbers. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 in here. Alabama Medicaid has released the number of abortion payments provided by the agency. I didn't know that they paid for abortion payments. They paid for 3 in 2018 and 2 in 2019. But they also can provide the number of overall abortions in the state of Alabama. The most recent numbers they have available are 2015, 5,899 abortions. For that year, it was 9% of all pregnancies ended in abortion.
Man.
9% of all pregnancies in Alabama ended in abortion that year. That number does not account for miscarriages, so it's going to be even higher than that when you do that. The infant mortality rate in Alabama, 7.4 deaths per live birth. That is the lowest in Alabama's history, but only the third lowest in the country. Only Oklahoma and South Dakota have a higher infant mortality rate than the great state of Alabama does. 435 infants in Alabama died before reaching 1 year old. So, 47% of all births in Alabama to unmarried mothers. That's a high number. I would have never guessed it was that high.
How many?
47%.
Jeez.
It's almost one in two.
Yeah.
Alabama has the third highest rate of low birth weight babies, ninth in teens giving birth. I don't see a lot in here to be proud of as an Alabamian. I don't know, you know, I don't know how to solve any of that, but just figured you ought to know. Figured you ought to know. I'm fascinated by this topic. I see these stories pop up every now and then. A Yellowstone eruption would destroy most of America.
Yeah?
That's comforting.
Continent killer.
Not only that, this new study says it would kill about 5 billion people worldwide because it would chuck so much sulfur in the air that it would basically starve all the plants and plankton on the earth.
You basically get nuclear winter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they estimated the last time it erupted this way was 640,000 years ago.
And we're due for...
And it's supposed to erupt about every 300, 350,000 years, so we're twice behind.
Yeah, good.
And it's rising.
Yeah.
And it's rising. Need to get out there and start drilling some holes in that thing.
That was one of the options. NASA said, let's drill some relief holes, try to get some pressure out of there. But the environmentalists said, nah, you'll release a bunch of sulfur, you know, and that could cause problems. Hey, listen, but here's the thing. If it gets colder, a couple of degrees colder due to the sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere, then everybody on Earth dies. So if it gets a couple of degrees warmer, are you saying...
Everybody's going to die.
Oh. I always thought...
Oh, it's like a Goldilocks thing.
No, it's not. Though.
Oh, it's not?
No. The great advancements in human history have all come under warmer climates than we're in right now. We're about to... assuming we do get the 1 to 2 degree bump that they said we're going to get, this is why the liberals don't want it. We are going to get a golden era of development and humanity. We're going to get a golden era of ingenuity, a golden era of exploration and development. It'll last about 500 years. It'll be a new renaissance. People look back at the 1990s and the 2000s and the early part of this millennium, and they'll say, boy, they just were on the very cusp of something great. Because the more food you have, and food grows in warmer climates with more sunshine, the more food you have, the more time you have to develop all this other stuff. Yes, exactly. If you're spending all day long foraging for just a few calories, you don't go to the moon. But we're going to go to the moon for the first time in 2023. ASC Credit Union. Oh, Tracy's going to join us again. I just got a note this morning. Tracy's going to join us again on air sometime in June, I think.
All right.
Sometime in June again. June 25th. Tuesday, June 25th. Tracy Kelly on our ASE Business Break. She's one of the great guests we've had on the program. You want to get involved with ASE? They do fantastic, fantastic stuff. All you have to do is go by there in person. They've got locations all over the River Region. All over the River Region. ASE Credit Union. Get by there when you get a chance. Get an absolutely free checking account. Get a credit card with rates your eyes will bug out of your head. You can't believe how low they are. Same thing with auto rates. It's amazing. ASE Credit Union, they work for you. They don't work for the shareholders. They don't work for the big banks in New York. They don't work for globalists and corporatists. They work for you.